We turn now to UC Berkeley law professor Jesse Choper to help us understand what happens next in the legal process. So what if Maggie Gallagher is successful and California voters this fall do approve a constitutional amendment that says marriage is between one man and one woman? What would that do to yesterday's ruling?
Well, it would overturn it in plain English. It would be an amendment to the California Constitution. Yesterday's decision interpreted the California Constitution. If the amendment were to pass, that would change the court's ruling as to what the Constitution means.
And then what could happen legally?
Well, my guess is that there are going to be lawsuits brought by people who are in favor of same-sex marriage to challenge the constitutionality under the federal Constitution of the newly amended provision of the California Constitution. And that ultimately, you know, promises to go all the way to the United States Supreme Court.
Now, is there anything in the federal Constitution that would be at odds with an amendment to the California Constitution defining marriages between one man and one woman?
Well, the pro-same-sex marriage people are certainly going to find two provisions of the Constitution that they're going to argue lead to the conclusion a prohibition on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. One is what the court has held to be a fundamental right to marry, which this interferes with. Not that it's an absolute right, but it's a right. And the other argument they will make is that this is a discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation, which it plainly is, and that that discrimination violates the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment, and that sexual orientation, much like gender, race, ethnicity, ought to be given special consideration by the court.
The opponents, though, I'm sure would argue that civil unions are good enough and that they afford enough protection under the 14th Amendment.
Yes, well, they certainly argue that, and the response is going to be that if this is a class that's entitled to be treated in almost all circumstances like any other class, then marriage is different than civil unions. Everyone perceives it to be different, even the people who are in favor of it. Well, that's what the argument will be. I mean, they favor it because it's not marriage.
Right. So you can't have it both ways, is what you're saying.
Well, that's what they're going to argue.
Now, Maggie Gallagher told Alex that this was a case of four judges overruling the will of 4 million voters who approved a ban on gay marriage 8 years ago.
Well, that's not an unfair characterization, but that doesn't make it wrong. I mean, any time a court holds that something is unconstitutional, and they're holding that the will of the people's elected representatives or the people themselves or agents of the people's elected representatives have acted beyond their constitutional power. And our system empowers courts to be the final arbiters of what the Constitution means, at least in respect to litigation between different parties.
How do you read this? I mean, 8 years ago, it was an overwhelming support for a ban on gay marriage. 8 years later, how are you reading it?
Well, polls are notoriously unreliable, but, you know, the general word is there seems to be a changing sentiment. Now, I've certainly talked to people on both sides of this issue. Those on the side of legitimating same-sex marriage feel are hoping that there's enough of a change in sentiment that the constitutional amendment will fail.
So if it does fail, would that be the end of it as far as California is concerned?
Yes. If the Supreme Court has interpreted what the California Constitution means, if the voters fail to change it, then that's the law in California. There's no place else to go. The people who are proposing the amendment are doing all that they can do.
Jesse Choper is a constitutional law expert teaching at the University of California Law School. Thank you.
You're certainly welcome.